Radio Buzz 101, this is Sabrina with Tyson and Miranda, our Center Stage Buzz Artist of the Month, Fantastic Plastics. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome.
Very well, thank you.
Awesome. How did you guys meet?
That's a big question right out of the gate. We both met at a rave at Bradley University in the late 90s.
But there weren't any people there, so it wasn't really
it was like packed, huh?
Yeah, I think we got there too early.
Yeah.
So, was it easy to pick out a name for your band?
No, I think that's one of the hardest things for bands. Tyson came up with the name.
I guess, yeah, we tried a bunch of different things. I don't know. I was really into Andy Warhol at the time and Japanese cartoons and stuff, and it just sounded like molding the two together would create that name.
Nice. Did you always want to be musicians?
Yeah, what about you, Miranda?
I studied fashion, but I've always been drawn to music and wanted to play it, and I have a lot of musical people in my family, so I think it was definitely in my destiny, I guess.
So since you studied fashion, does that mean you're like the fashion advisor for the band?
Yeah, I make the uniforms we wear on stage and different various things we have and costumes for videos and things.
Very cool. What is your favorite late night food?
I'd say pizza is probably what we, like if we're playing a show or something, we always resort to that, I think.
Yeah, it's one of the nice, New York pizza is definitely not as good as Midwest pizza, but you can get it by the slice any hour of the day, and that's a good thing. Even mediocre pizza is better than no pizza.
Do you have a favorite place you like to go for pizza?
We like this place called Vezzo, and I think it's in Murray Hill area, because it's like really, really thin crust, crispy. It's kind of fancy, though. That's like the fancier pizza.
Yeah. When we're back home in the Midwest, we always have to have Monocle's pizza. They don't have that here on the East Coast.
Awesome.
Vezzo's the closest thing.
Do you have restaurants when you guys are performing in different cities that you're used to going to, and so now when you go there, it's like, I have to go to this place?
Oh, man.
We usually end up eating fast food.
That's awful. There's this one Burger King we always get sucked into eating when we're leaving the city. It's like the first sort of rest stop out of New York. Anytime we're going to like Pennsylvania or Jersey or whatever, and we wind up eating there every time and we hate it. We're always like, we're never coming back.
When you guys do leave your homes, what is something that you take with you that you can't leave the house without, besides your cell phone or, you know, technology-wise?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that one.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I'm just trying to think. I mean, we just have so much gear.
Your sunglasses.
That's true. I have a pair of trusty Ray-Bans that go with me everywhere.
What would happen if you lost them?
If you couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Would you be devastated?
I think I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've almost lost them before, and you were like,
So in your guys' videos, you have a very retro feel. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Most of it, I just think, comes from, and as you see as we unveil, we're having like one video a month be unveiled right now. And I think we just all grew up watching so much TV in the 80s and 90s that we're just sort of inspired by channel surfing, you know, back in the day, just all the corny commercials and like local TV commercials and locally produced TV shows. And just, I don't know why, it just really had an impact on us. And we seem to try to include that in every video we put out.
Your Facebook profile photo reminds me of Max Headroom. And I tell people, I'm like, do you not remember Max Headroom? They're like, no, I don't know why they don't remember it. It was one of my favorite shows. So every time I look at your videos or listen to your songs, I always get that vibe of like being in elementary school and middle school, like everything that the 80s and 90s meant to me growing up. Do you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I think Max Headroom it was a huge inspiration. And I kind of have actually forgotten about him. I recently, I'm thinking of Halloween costumes. I stumbled across it, but it was kind of too late to do it. And it's kind of what I want to do next year. And, but yeah, that show, I was a really little kid. And I remember seeing it on HBO, whatever the reruns of it. And yeah, that had a really big impact for some reason.
Yeah, it seems so futuristic. And I think that's one thing we like is this whole idea of retro futurism, where it's in the past, but it's the idea of what it's going to be like in the future, like especially in the 60s. With space exploration and things like that too. And then in the 80s, there was a lot of that as well with Max Headroom and that sort of.
Definitely. Thing. What can people expect when they listen to Devolver?
I think it's like, it's pretty upbeat. All the songs are anthemic, you know, and Miranda just nails the synth. There's like so much synth on it, like lots of thick analog Moog, but the songs are all real catchy, you know. I don't know. It's just.
But there's also a mix too. There's, wouldn't you say there's like some things that are more dancey and then some things that are a little heavier, more rock, I guess. So there's a good mix, I think.
Yeah, we definitely blended, you know, sort of 90s influence on that too, thinking back. Like there's a little bit of like Nirvana and Green Day-esque guitar and they're mixed in with like synthesizers you might have heard from the Cars or Devo. Very and then, cool. You know, the lyrics are all sort of future-based, sci-fi-based, but applicable to daily life.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you guys?
Yeah, we're not set out yet for like a full, like, you know, full on, you know, 2-3 week, a month long thing, but we're hitting like pockets of cities. Like this upcoming weekend, we'll be in Chicago on Friday, in Peoria, Illinois on Saturday. And then later in the year, we're going upstate and kind of playing up the coast. And then, you know, in March, we'll head south by southwest and we're going to try to hit some cities where we know we have pockets of fans, like Atlanta and Denver and other places. So we're still trying to put together a full-on tour, but right now I think we're just going to keep hitting the pockets where we know we have fans.
And where can people pick up the new album?
It's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, Amazon, of course. We also have a store on Big Cartel, so it'd be like thefantasticplastics.bigcartel.com. But pretty much anywhere you can download digital music, you can get it, and you can get physical copies through Amazon.
Great. Well, we're very excited that you are our Center Stage Buzz Artist of the Month. Thank you for taking the time out tonight to talk to us, and we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, we're flattered.
So
yeah, we're flattered to be chosen, and thank you so much.